Welcome to the Wake Up Podcast. I am so excited that you're here. Listen, these podcasts are best listened to in the morning because we are waking up not only our bodies from sleeping, but we're waking up our minds, we're waking up our focus, we're waking up our calling, and we are following the breadcrumbs that God has left for us throughout the day over our life to tell us exactly what to do next. So stop saying that you don't know what to do. Stop feeling overwhelmed. Stop living in the valley and start walking into your calling. So I'm so excited you're here. Welcome to the show.
Hello. I am so happy that you joined me today. Today, we are talking about a message that I think everyone can relate to, men and women, and it's about being capable. And we spend so much of our lives worrying and stressing and doubting and fearing, and none of those things are of God. God says the opposite of what we feel. And that's how we know that they're not from God. These voices in our head, these ideas in our head, these thoughts that we have, they're not from God. And they're either things that people have said to you your whole life, so you just eventually started believing them, or you don't know what God says about you, so you've just made up your own narrative in your minds. And I am so sick and tired of seeing the devil have his way with so many men and women that were created for so much greatness, that were created on purpose, that were given these amazing gifts and talents to go out and to impact and influence the world. Just live this life locked away, isolated, discouraged, because they don't feel like they're called. They don't feel like they're capable. They don't feel like they're special. And that could be you. Chances are it probably is you. And I would say that it is you at least sometimes. I'm not like this all the time, but there are some, you know, there are some days where I feel really dark and down about myself. And those days are less and less as I get closer to God and spend more time in His Word, but they still happen to me. And I know that they happen to you too. And this is going to be a really quick podcast. And as you've seen, I started doing more short episodes. I have so many topics and ideas that come into my mind on a weekly basis. And I have been putting them in my notes section on my phone of, oh, that's a good podcast episode idea. And I'll save that for later. And I'll save that for later. And I was only recording in front of the live audience 1 to 2 times a week. And it just simply wasn't enough time set aside for me to share everything that God has put on my heart. So I started recording by myself in my office and picking these topics and doing them. So I have a lot of topics coming up soon. I have a topic on isolation. I have a topic on guilt. I have a topic on perfection. I have a topic on worry. All of these things are coming soon. And today we're talking about this thought of being capable. And I want to specifically talk about being capable in our lives. And I heard this thing recently from my husband. He was at this men's group at church and came home and was telling me what they were talking about. And I'm like, you know, this goes exactly with what I've been wanting to share. And I'm going to steal it and I'm going to use it. And so he was saying how, you know, God views us so much differently than we view ourselves. He created us in His own image. And we read that in Genesis when He created Adam, He created him out of the dust with His hands, molded him and created him. Everything else He spoke into existence. But with us, He molded us by hand and created us in His image to be like God. Okay, that's how He made us. And He knows our purpose and He knows what we're here for. And He says, I knit you together in your womb before you were even formed. I knew who you were. I've set you apart. You're chosen. You're anointed. If you need a list of everything God says you are, a list of your complete identity and your inheritance that's been given to you, then you can go to TarynSarcone.com and under free downloads, you can download the identity and inheritance PDF and you can print it out and put it in front of you and read this out loud every single day so that you start to believe it. Okay. This is so important. This is why it's a free offer, because this has changed my life and has helped me so much to believe in who God created me to be and to see my inheritance and what is available to me. But if the devil can get us to think that we're the exception, like, oh, not you. They're not you. He's not talking about you. He's talking about everyone else, but not you. You're an exception. If he can get us to think that we're not capable, we're not worthy, we're not good enough, then we'll never go out and do the thing that he's called us to do. It's as simple as that. If the devil can keep you believing that you are worthless and you're never going to get any better and you're a failure and you are what people have said, then he's won, because he doesn't have to worry about you going out and changing the world and impacting the kingdom, because you're going to be busy in your own head with your mind and your thoughts just racing and racing and racing and beating yourself up and feeling discouraged. So he's like, okay, Taryn's not an issue because she's over there isolating and just spinning in her own brain. So this is good. Let me move on to the next person. And we've said before, we want to be women and men who get out of bed in the morning, and the second your feet hit the floor, the devil is like, oh, shoot, she's up. Like, beware. And this quote that I love is, the devil lets the sleeping dog lie. And if you feel like you've been attacked by the devil lately and he's coming for you, chances are it could be because you are doing things like listening to this podcast, you're reading, you're praying more, you're in your Bible more, and he is trying to get you to stop. So when he finally sees, okay, I can't mess with her anymore, I'm not going to be able to change her mind, you will see that he will lessen, his blows, but they're still going to come. And you are still going to experience spiritual warfare. That's a given. And that will happen forever. There's this forever tug of war battle going back and forth between the spirit worlds, between the devil and his demons that he has and all of his enemies, and with God and the angels. And it's this good and bad pull back and forth, back and forth. And just think about how important your soul must be if you have these two entities that are fighting over you constantly. You know, think about how capable you truly are. And that's the biggest thing, is that, you know, we might not believe in who God says we are, but the devil believes it. And it's proof that the devil believes it, because if he didn't believe that you were special, and if he didn't believe that you were going to do something awesome and you were created on purpose, and if he didn't think that you were a threat, he would leave you alone. But he knows your capability. He knows what God says about you. And that should wake you up a little bit and just make you realize that there's a lot more here. And so if God didn't think that you were capable of doing big things, of having an abundant life, then he wouldn't have given it to you. Let me explain it like this. So I have 4 children. And I worry and stress all the time that I'm not doing a good enough job. I beat myself up all the time. It keeps me up at night thinking I'm not good enough. I'm not doing enough for them. I didn't spend enough time with them. I should have went into their room. I should have spent more time. I should have been nicer. I should all over myself. Okay, you probably do too. And my mind was just racing. And as I was falling asleep, it was racing and racing and racing and racing, really just giving me a list of all the things that I'm not good enough at. And when I realized I was doing this, I switched and started praying and started asking God to reveal to me where I need to trust him more and to help my thoughts be more positive and to give myself more grace and help me to see myself through his eyes and hear things through his ears. And this is something that I pray for all the time, but it was a little bit different this time when I was praying it. And God told me, if I didn't think you were capable of raising these 4 kids, I wouldn't have given them to you. Children are a blessing from God. And I'm not saying if you don't have children and you've been trying that God doesn't think you're capable. That's a whole different message.
So I don't want anyone to think, oh, great that you have a blessing of children. I've been trying. Obviously, God thinks that I would suck as a parent. That's why he's not giving me any kids. That is not true. But if he has blessed you with children, he's not messing up. He believed that you would be able to raise them. Now, maybe you're not doing a good job raising them, and that's another message, but he believes that you're capable of doing it and doing the right thing with them. Also, he has given me a husband because he believes that I am capable of being a wife and having a marriage and building this home with another person by my side. He has given me a platform. He's given me a podcast with 17,000 listeners. He has given me the influence on social platforms. He has given me groups of women who I can pour into, and that is a privilege. And I, for a long time, doubted that and thought, who am I to have a podcast? Who am I to be showing up on social platforms? Who am I? I'm just a normal person. I'm not even that great. Like, here I am, like, look at me and look at my stuff. And I battled a lot with imposter syndrome. I found out that almost every single person that realizes, okay, enough is enough, I'm going to do this, they struggle with imposter syndrome. And if you don't know a lot about imposter syndrome, that's something that you're going to want to look up a little bit more, because it really is debilitating for so many people. It's almost like imposter syndrome is pretty much like, at any minute, someone's going to find you out. That's really what it is. Like, I am just kind of faking it till I make it, and someone's going to figure out that I am not who I say I am, or I am not who I'm acting to be. And it's very common and it's very normal, but for a long time, I let that keep me in isolation. I would cancel my calls. I would think that I wasn't good enough. I would record a podcast, and if I didn't get a bunch of people in my DMs telling me, I love this episode, it's so great, or comments on the podcast, I would just beat myself up. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I suck. This was horrible. See, I shouldn't be doing this. And it's just the devil trying to be like, you suck. Next, move on. You're not capable. You're never going to do this. It's never going to work out. And God is giving us these blessings. And if think about it for a second, if you had a job and your boss kept giving you all these responsibilities and was like, yeah, you can have a key to open and lock up. Yeah, you can be a manager to be in charge of all these people. Yeah, you can drop off our bank deposits at the bank once a week. Yeah, you can do inventory. Yeah, you can run this staff meeting. Sure, you can go on the sales call. And he's giving you all of these responsibilities. That is showing that your boss thinks that you're capable of doing this. So imagine how much more God thinks that we are capable of our lives with all the blessings he has given us. Like, think about that. Think about the job you have and the influence you have in your job and in your workplace. He has blessed you with a job. He has blessed you with a home. He has blessed you with a family. And now you might be in seasons of your life where you don't have a family right now, or you don't have a home right now, or you don't have a job right now. And again, this isn't saying that, oh, God doesn't think you're capable and he's stripped things away from you, which he very well might think this. But a lot of times we go through these seasons of hardship because God is trying to mold us and shape us, get us to turn to him only instead of these false idols that we're turning to. And he is refining us. He's doing something to us. Remember, tension over time equals growth. And so anytime that you're feeling tension, which is anxiety, depression, stress, overwhelm, burnout, anger, fear, any of these things that you're feeling inside of you, like, oh, this just feels so terrible. I feel awful about this. That is tension. Like, if you're fighting with your kids or you're fighting with your husband or you're feeling irritated, that is tension. And if you experience that over time and you're aware of it.
Welcome to the
Wake Up
Podcast.
I am sick. Okay, here we go. If you're aware of it and you experience it, then you know, like, oh, okay, there's a lesson to be learned here. I need to learn this lesson. And it's beautiful when you realize that. And there's beauty in the breakdown because you're breaking down to be rebuilt. Like, there's beauty in the valley And when we're in the valley and it's dark and we're isolated and we're alone and we're living in fear and burnout and overwhelm, and our mind is just racing and racing and racing and racing and racing, there's beauty in that. Once you realize, okay, I'm in the valley, this isn't forever, I need to get out, and you know how to get out. Now, for a long time, I didn't know how to get out, and I didn't even know if it was possible to get out. And then I finally got out, but I went right back into that mindset. And it's like, is it possible to get out and stay out? Why do I keep slipping back in? And I realized that it is possible to get out and stay out. Now, of course, I have like little lulls in my life where there are days where I struggle really bad with my self-worth, or I'm struggling with my husband and we're arguing, or I'm living in fear, or I'm worried about something. And you know, a lot of like, I do still struggle with that. But the difference between now and a year ago is that now when I struggle with those things, I'm very quick to realize, oh, okay, hold on. Red flag, warning sign, I'm entering the valley, I need to turn it around. And I know how to turn it around now. So before, a year ago, I would get in the valley and I would live there. I would unpack my stuff. I would live there for 2 weeks. I'd be self-medicating, self-loathing, just in this terrible place. And it would snowball like one thing into the next. But now I can be aware of the breakdown and I give myself grace and I know how to get out. Now I have created a valley guide for everybody because I want you to be able to get out of the valley when you find yourself stuck there. And it's 5 steps of getting out of the valley. And you can print this off by going to TarynSarcone.com. It's under free offers, so it's completely free. The valley guide, click on the link, print it out. So you have it in front of you. It shows you the 5 steps of what you need to do to move yourself out of the valley. And it also goes along with a podcast I recorded, episode 95 from season 1. And so you can listen to that while you look at the paper. And this is going to help you get out. This is your guide. This should be printed out in front of you. So when you're like, oh, warning. Okay, here we go. Let me grab my paper. Let me grab my guide and get out of this valley and go towards the peak of the mountain. And you are very capable. God has given you so much. And the Bible says that the more that you take care of what he blessed you with, he will give you more. And so if you're praying for more and more and more and more, but you're not taking care of what you have right now in front of you, then God's not going to bless you with more. If you can't tithe and save by making $1,000 a month, you're probably not going to be able to tithe and save when you're making $10,000 a month or $100,000 a month. You know, it really is a big deal. If you are praying for a new home, and you want a new home so badly, but you can't even keep the home you have clean right now or organized, then he's probably not going to bless you with a new home. You know, it really is super simple to be in God's will. Being in God's will means you're staying connected to him all the time so that he can rub off on you. You're taking good care of the things that he has already given you. And you're present minded, you're focused on today, because God gives us enough strength to deal with today, not tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll have more to give tomorrow. And this is what he means in the prayer of, I give us this day our daily bread. He's giving you daily bread. He is feeding you for the day. It's just like the birds in the sky. They're not freaking out about what they're going to have for breakfast tomorrow. They're just gracefully flying through the air, picking up worms, picking up bugs. They're just living their best life. They're not focused on tomorrow. That's what we should be doing. So what are you thinking about when your mind is just kind of racing and going? What are you focusing on? What are you thinking that you're not capable of doing? What are you stressed about? Is it raising children? Is it your health? Is it bills and finances? Is it marriage? Is it a podcast, writing a book, a blog, creating the business, starting the business, posting? You know, all of these things, we have to move past the capability of our own limitations and realize that in ourselves, we are not capable. And if we're trying to do this alone, we're not going to be able to do it. But we are told that we can do all things through him who gives us strength in Philippians 4:13. We can do all things through him who gives us strength. All things. And he is the one doing it. It's not us. You know, in Proverbs 3:5-6, it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding, and all your ways acknowledge him and he will make your path straight. If you're going to try to lean on your own understanding of things, like how is this going to work? And a lot of us want to know the why, like, why is this happening? Why is this not working out? Why did my boss say that? Why did my husband say this? What's going on with this? Why did I have this feeling? We try to overanalyze everything, and really it's none of our business. Now, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. And as you read through the Bible, you will see there is a lot of scripture on your own understanding. Like, do not trust the man's heart. Do not lean on the heart's desire. You do not want that at all, let me tell you. But this one I love so much. In Matthew 6:33, it says, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. So that's why the very first step in getting out of the valley is surrendering and linking with God, because we must seek first the kingdom and all will be added. If we're not seeking the kingdom first, if you're not spending time with God, if you're not reading his word, praying, meditating, letting him talk to you, journaling, being surrounded in communities and circles with like-minded Christians, then it's going to be a struggle. You're going to be doing everything on your own and you're not going to feel capable. But what I love is once I figured out and realized and started reading all of this, I started seeing that it's not about me, it's about God. And I am capable because of God. It's not me, it's God who lives in me that makes me capable. And if he has blessed me with children and a husband and a platform to influence and speak into thousands of people, then he obviously knows what he's doing. And if I want to be capable in that, I want to believe that I'm capable in it, and I want to be able to continue to walk in it and not be paralyzed by fear or backslide down into the valley because of my own, you know, thoughts and worries and listening to the devil. If I want to be able to do that, I must stay linked with him. And that's why I call myself the Valley Guide, because I will help you out of the valley and onto the highest peak, but we have to stay connected. And there are a lot of shows on Netflix that I've watched about people hiking mountains, and they're great. They're documentaries. They're so inspirational. They're just fantastic. And I love watching them because they have to be connected constantly to their guide to get to the top of this mountain, because the weather is going to come, snow is going to fall. They need to know everything. They need to be prepared. They need to be ready. And they need this guide that's going to help them and coach them through the process. And I am your guide out of the valley. Not I am going to help you. I'm going to teach you how to link with God so that God can help you, so that you can be capable of hiking to the top of the mountain. But God is your guide in your life. I mean, the Bible is literally the handbook to life. So how in the world are you going to know how to live your life without the handbook to it? And I talk about this in my book in chapter 3. It's titled Chosen. And I talk about the idea of purchasing a bike online. It comes to your house in a box. It's all in pieces. You're supposed to put it together yourself for your child. You don't look at the instructions, you throw them to the side of you, and you struggle trying to figure out how to put this bike together. You're upset, you're frustrated, you're crying, your kid's crying, the bike isn't working, it's not rideable, and you're mad about it. And you didn't even read the instructions. Like, how did you think that you were going to be able to do this without the instructions? I'll tell you right now, if you don't have God braided in with you and your husband in your marriage is going to fail. It is going to be extremely hard to have a successful, abundant, life-giving, fulfilling marriage. That's why over 50% of people end in divorce. And that's why I just recorded 2 episodes on marriage, because it's so important. The Bible tells you how to be married. The Bible tells you how to treat your husband. The Bible tells you how to pray for your family. And if you don't read the Bible, then how in the world are you going to know how to raise your children? I hope that you're not just, you know, going to turn to TikTok to teach you or turn to the media. It's not going to work. The handbook is so important. You don't need other books. You don't need self-help books. You don't need my book. There are so many amazing books that have impacted me, and I love to read. I read a new book every couple of days, but we don't need anything besides to talk to God and a Bible. And if you have that, you are completely capable. It's wild when you think about how capable you actually are. And to know that when Jesus died on the cross, he died so that his spirit could go into the bodies, the physical bodies of all of the believers who believe in him and who have surrendered their life and said, Holy Spirit, come live inside of me. Help me, guide me, teach me. I surrender. I can't do this alone. I need you to take over. And what happens is the spirit inside of you takes over. Like, I've been praying for God to give me a lot of outside of box ideas and a lot of creativity and give me motivation to want to create content on social media and ideas to record podcasts and to get me to do it. So this is something I've been praying for because in my flesh, I don't want to do this. I want to, but then I'm like, no, I don't feel like doing that right now, or I'm not creative, or I can't think of the idea, or I don't feel like recording a podcast, or I'm too busy, or whatever. But since I've been praying that, and I've been saying, God, I know that I'm capable in your own strength, but I cannot do this on my own. Please just hijack my body and just do it through me. And here I am recording my third podcast for the week, which I haven't recorded three podcasts in a week in literally months and months and months. And I didn't even plan to do it. I took a shower. My hair right now is wrapped in a towel and I have pajamas on. And God was like, go do your podcast on capability. And I was like, okay, here we go. I'm going to press record. And it all just came together because I'm allowing him to work through me in the spirit to guide me. So I hope that this message encouraged you, because I am so sick and tired of the devil influencing God's people, my sisters and my brothers in Christ. We need you. We need you to wake up. We need you to see that there is a war and that you are gifted to fight this battle against evil for our families, for our children, for our future generations, for our communities. And we need you. You are capable because you have Christ Jesus living inside of you. Don't for a second let the devil have his way with you anymore. Thank you for waking up with me today and setting your mind on things above, not on earthly things. And I pray that God leads you and guides you to your promised land, and your fear and your worry and your doubt all wash away. If you are stuck in the valley and you are feeling hopeless and helpless, please download my 5 Steps to Hope Valley Guide that will tell you step by step by step how to get out of the valley and to stay out of the valley. You can find that on the link on my Instagram, as well as tons of other free tools, prayers, printouts for your identity, and to get my favorite list of books, devotions, for adults and for kids. Also, learn my favorite accountability software that I use for my kids, and check out my favorite must-watch sermons if you're in the valley. Thank you. God bless.